Hello, and welcome to Arizona Living. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. Today, our articles will be coming from the Flagstaff Business News, and we're starting it off with Alpine Pizza served up again in historic McMillan Building, January 3rd, 2026. It was one of Flagstaff's oldest pizza parlors, operating in the oldest building in downtown. Alpine Pizza, established by the Rich Brothers in 1973, baked its pies for nearly half a century in the 1887 McMillan Building before closing a few years back. Now, what's old is new again, with Alpine Pizza reopening as a new combo with its neighbor, the McMillan Bar and Kitchen. Scottsdale-based Genuine Concepts remodeled its McMillan building space to connect the McMillan with the Alpine Pizza Parlor. The new Old Digs will take on the Alpine Pizza name. It's a chance for us to kind of reconcept by restructuring a beloved old brand, said Tucker Woodbury, co-founder of Genuine Concepts and an Arizona bar and restaurant owner since 1991. Anyone remember Rockin' Horse Saloon in Scottsdale? The new Alpine Pizza opened in mid-December with its vintage neon sign relit on the LaRue Street side of the building. Genuine's pizza partner for Alpine is Greg Ziegler, owner of Sedona's Hideaway House. He's been making pies for 40 years, Woodbury said. Genuine operated the McMillan, named for the pioneer sheep rancher Thomas McMillan, for 12 years on the Route 66 side of the historic building. You can't have a cooler address than 2 West Route 66, Woodbury said. The combined restaurants will have a 4,700 square feet under roof, plus a new 1,800 square foot patio on the west side of the building. Genuine operates a number of restaurant bar brands in the Metro Phoenix, including Night Owl Pizza, The Womack, and 5 locations of The Vig. The company remodeled the McMillan building before it opened the McMillan in 2013 to take advantage of its stonework and other vintage details covered up with drywall and drop ceilings. Genuine has also been diligent in remodeling the Alpine Pizza space, Woodbury said. We went above and beyond to preserve the soul, if walls could talk, the vibe Alpine Pizza had. We spent a lot of time and effort to make sure nothing went away. The McMillan building originally housed a bank, hotel, and opera house. It was the terminus for the Grand Canyon Stagecoach in the 1890s. A second-story veranda was removed circa 1950. Businesses in the early Alpine Pizza era included Branding Iron Western Ware, Burger's Card and Camera Corral, and later, the Naked Eye Photo Studio. Danny and John Rich, brothers from Long Beach, California, opened Alpine after attending Northern Arizona University. Danny worked to live, said Woodbury, adding that he would take off to ski, float a river, or go on another adventure. Alpine became a gathering spot for like-minded adventurers. Arizona native and writer Tom Zollner described the Alpine pizza scene in his 2017 story for Phoenix New Times, in which he named the 10 iconic Arizona restaurants worth traveling for. In addition to the river guides, ski bums, red rockhounds, and other fleece-covered locals who make the place an a pre-adventure tradition, look for the wooden booths tattooed with generations of carved-in names. Over the years, patrons etched their names all over Alpine walls, benches, and woodwork. That upset Danny. He put up signs warning patrons not to do it. To no avail, Woodbury said. Now those etchings have been preserved. Photographs and other memorabilia from Alpine are displayed to honor the Rich brothers. Danny died in 2024 at the age of 75. He was survived by his brother John. Woodbury said he found old paperwork in Danny Rich's basement office at Alpine that included Alpine's double entendre marketing slogan, "The highest pizza joint in Arizona." That is Danny. I wish he was here to tell us all of his stories. I hope old customers will come in and spin some yarns. The new Alpine pizza menu has classic cheese and pepperoni pies along with signature pizzas, oven-baked wings, garlic knots, a Cobb salad, and jalapeno Caesar salad. A double-stacked smash burger and a crispy chicken sandwich are among the entrees. For entertainment, Alpine has indoor and outdoor stages for live music. A game room features pinball machines, a pool table, and arcade games. Hopefully, we can create some buzz, Woodbury said. We certainly are counting on the Flagstaff community to support us, and I think when they come in, it'll be nostalgic as heck. This article was written by Peter Corbett of the Flagstaff Business News. You are listening to Arizona Living, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona. Sierra on 66 adds affordable apartments at Timber Sky, January 3rd, 2026. Sierra on 66, a new affordable apartment development west of Woody Mountain Road, is putting a dent in Flagstaff's housing shortage. The 221-unit apartment complex includes 7 buildings on a 12-acre site at South Alvin Clark Boulevard and West Highway 66. It could accommodate more than 400 residents when fully occupied. The developer, Roars Koss of Minnesota, built Sierra on 66 in a public-private partnership. Development costs for the 3-story buildings totaled $93.7 million. The city of Flagstaff provided $1.1 million in funding, and the Arizona Department of Housing added $4 million. There's a massive need for affordable housing in Flagstaff, said Kevin Sturgeon, Roar's lead developer. So naturally, we try to be a solution to that, to chip away at that. Sierra on 66 provides stability for affordable housing tenants, he said, at a grand opening event in December that included Vice Mayor Miranda Sweet. She congratulated the development partners and said Sierra on 66 is an important milestone for Flagstaff. What a great day. Sturgeon noted, these apartments are a stepping stone in a way for tenants, for entry-level workforce people, teachers, police, single parents. Flagstaff Housing Commission Vice Chair Tyler Denham said Sierra on 66 is one component of new housing for lower-income residents. We still have a long way to go until affordable housing is broadly available in Flagstaff, said Denham, Executive Director of Flagstaff for Affordable Housing, a nonprofit group established in June. Tenants started moving in October the 1st. 31 apartments were occupied as of early December, and 62 units have been leased, said Sierra on 66 property manager Roxana Hendricks. We hope to be fully occupied by early spring, Sturgeon said. Sierra on 66 includes 15 one-bedroom apartments of 645 square feet renting for $1,227. 113 two-bedroom apartments of 820 square feet renting for $1,473, and 93 three-bedroom apartments of 1,082 square feet renting for $1,701. Potential tenants can earn no more than 60% of Flagstaff's median income. That ranges from $45,840 for a single occupant to $65,460 for a four-person household. Tenants must earn at least double the monthly rent. Utilities are included in the rental price. Sierra on 66 apartments feature air conditioning, bedroom ceiling fans, stainless steel appliances, vinyl plank flooring, window coverings, and in-unit washers and dryers for a rental fee in some units. Other amenities are a community laundry room, a fitness center, dog run, fire pits, barbecue grills, bocce ball court, and a tot lot, a smaller scale playground for younger children. Covered parking is available under awnings with solar panels. The solar electric system of 879 kilowatts was installed by Commercial Solar Arizona of Scottsdale. It provides enough power to serve about 140 average U.S. homes, according to industry estimates. Over the years, you've probably seen affordable developments really improve, Sturgeon said. They look indistinguishable from market rate communities. Koss Wilson Architects of Phoenix designed Sierra on 66. Roars has built market rate apartments since 2012 and began developing affordable housing 6 years ago. The company, with an office in Phoenix, has developed 10 affordable housing projects in Arizona since 2022. With a total of 2,040 apartments, all received Arizona Department of Housing funding. The public sector financial incentives allow developers to build higher quality apartments and offsets some of the higher costs of building in Flagstaff, Sturgeon said. Rocky soil and subcontractors traveling from Phoenix push up building costs. Roars is eligible for $4.26 million of tax credits annually for a decade. The credits can be sold to tax credit investors for 85 cents on the dollar. Sierra on 66 is part of Timber Sky, a broader development that includes a Habitat for Humanity project of starter homes and market rate homes starting at $650,000. After years of planning and construction, it feels good to reach the finish line to open Sierra on 66, Sturgeon said. It's cool to see it finally come to fruition. 4 or 5 years later, it's good to see the tenants moving in. This article was written by Peter Corbett of the Flagstaff Business News. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Arizona Living. Ready, aim, win. January 3rd, 2026. When Flagstaff Police Chief Sean Connolly toured Timberline Firearms and Training earlier this year, he saw more than an impressive indoor shooting range. He saw a solution to a long-standing training challenge facing Northern Arizona law enforcement, one that would have cost millions to replicate from the ground up. For years, Flagstaff officers relied on an outdoor range tucked deep in the forest. Connolly described it as a site that required dropping a pin to locate the facility in the middle of the woods, adding that it was completely inadequate, inaccessible in winter, and ill-suited for a modern police department serving a city the size of Flagstaff. Building a gun range is expensive, he said. It can cost $5 to $10 million. Timberline Firearms and Training is Flagstaff's only indoor shooting range. It opened in May of 2018 as a state-of-the-art facility featuring full-service retail gun shop, ammunition, firearm rentals and classrooms, plus 12 lanes and a 25-yard range, along with more than 1,000 interactive laser and live fire scenarios. The environmentally friendly building has advanced air quality and sound dampening systems and was designed as a full-service firearms retail and training hub for the community. I bumped into Rob Wilson and knew he was selling, so I toured the amazing modern facility, said Chief Connolly. I loved what he had done for air quality and sound deadening. I thought, I wish I could find a way to buy this. Owners Rob and Elise Wilson cite several reasons for selling Timberline Firearms. Among them was the need to rehabilitate their home after toxins from the 2022 tunnel fire made their home near Mount Eldon uninhabitable. Also, Rob's work as a contract consultant for the U.S. Navy and the British Royal Navy continues to demand much of his time. It was time to sell. There is just not enough time in the day to do all three: work for the Navy, run Timberline, and build a new home in the Verde Valley, he said. With the couple moving away from Flagstaff, he said operating the business on the east side of town was no longer feasible. This sale has been a long time coming, Wilson said. It's a bittersweet time for us because when we opened the business, it was to provide a service to our community. We believed it was important for people to have an indoor place to train and become experienced, safe, and responsible firearms owners. Under the proposed deal, Timberline Firearms and Training will be jointly owned by the City of Flagstaff and Coconino Community College through an intergovernmental agreement also involving the Coconino County Sheriff's Office. The agreement outlines ownership, operations, maintenance responsibilities, and scheduling. It is expected to go before the Flagstaff City Council for approval on Tuesday, January 20th, and the CCC District Governing Board on Wednesday, January 21st. City of Flagstaff real estate manager Bryce Doty said the process has required months of coordination. One of the challenges was trying to find the funding to meet the purchase price, he said. Police Chief Connolly reallocated budget items, partnered with CCC, and coordinated with the Sheriff's Office to make the deal viable. As a result of the organization's efforts, the region's law enforcement needs became an opportunity, said Doty. Rob built a really nice facility before COVID, and construction costs have escalated since then. The cost to build it ourselves is a whole lot more now. This seems like a win. I'm so proud of everybody involved, said Chief Connolly. Dr. Eric Heiser is so progressive. He was looking at another training facility on 4th Street. We were able to round up enough money and make Rob an offer. The Sheriff's Office, the college, and us. In addition, Connolly says that the acquisition supports a broader shift in how the department approaches training. Historically, Flagstaff relied on generalist officers who balanced patrol, investigations, and training duties. A police department like us has to have a dedicated training unit, he said, noting plans to establish a phased approach with a sergeant-led unit focused solely on training. Connolly says Timberline Firearms and Training will support law enforcement qualifications, virtual training, and classroom instruction. He hopes it can continue to be used as a community space as well, pointing to programs that the Wilsons put in place, such as women's self-defense nights. He notes that legal guidance will shape how the facility can be used under the City of Flagstaff and CCC ownership. Wilson believes the law enforcement community will benefit significantly. Our law enforcement community is gaining an amazing place to conduct training and maintain proficiency and qualifications in a way they've never been able to in Northern Arizona before, he said. Agencies including the City of Flagstaff, Coconino County, Northern Arizona University, and the High Country Training Academy run through CCC have already used the facility for recruit training in recent years. As the transition moves forward, Timberline remains open to the public with inventory liquidation planned to happen soon. There will be some good deals coming up, said Rob. Looking back, the Wilsons say they feel really good about what they built and what they created for the community. We are especially proud of the thousands we have trained and made safer and more responsible, said Rob. We walk away proud of the accomplishments that Timberline has achieved during the 8 years we've been open. Elise said Timberline's legacy includes empowering first-time gun owners, particularly women. A lot of ladies are intimidated going to the range and the gun store, she said. We have helped so many women become empowered through our classes. If approved, Chief Connolly says he hopes officers will begin using the facility by mid-spring, marking a milestone for regional law enforcement training and the start of a new chapter for an exceptional building originally created to serve the community. This article was written by Bonnie Stevens of the Flagstaff Business News. You've been listening to Arizona Living, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.